Hello, and welcome to Water in the 505-575. I'm Joni Palmer, your guide on this journey about water in New Mexico. Today, I will be talking with John Stomp at the Albuquerque Water Utility Authority. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us today.
Tell us, your title and what it is that you do in terms of the Water Authority.
Well, I'm the Chief Operating Officer. I have been with the utility. This is my 25th year, actually. I started as the Water Resources Manager back in 1997. I did that for 13 years, and then I've been the COO now for, this is my 10th year.
So, that leads into, the first question, which is, is our drinking water safe from the coronavirus? And is there any special treatment or special precautions that you all are taking to keep our water safe?
Well, part of the process of water treatment is to kill bacteria, viruses, and those kinds of things. And so we're not doing anything different with this. Again, the entire intent of the Safe Drinking Water Act is to protect people from viruses like this. So I think the water supply is perfectly protected. And because of all the work we've done, we do have a long-term water supply here. So we're blessed in that way too, mainly because of our conservation efforts and a lot of other things that we've done. So we're really good on the quality for sure. And the public can be assured that we're constantly testing the water. We have certain protocols that we have to do and we have to report all of those things. And also our customers can get information from us on their water quality anytime. They can call our water quality hotline. They can tell us what their address is. We'll tell them what zone they're in. And then we can tell them, what we think the water quality is in a particular day or particular time of year.
So you mentioned this hotline. Have you had many people contacting you with concerns about water quality or questions during this time, during COVID-19?
Well, we get questions all the time, and we just produced our what we call consumer confidence report that's now getting mailed out to people. So we typically get questions from people. Not anything special. We haven't had any real kind of additional calls that people have asked for. So mostly people are concerned about lead in their water system. They've heard a lot about what's going on in Flint, Michigan. And so we get a lot of questions about that.
Has your daily routine or those people who are on the ground, has it changed with COVID-19?
It's changed a lot, very much so. We are social distancing with our folks. We are running the operation completely differently, even if, like I said, most of our workers are, we have about 30% that are working from home, but 70% of our people are here every day. We are not handling anything. It's a totally different operation. Every day we check in with each other. We find out how many employees are out, how many employees are in, are anybody. Has anybody been tested? Has anybody been tested positive? Which, by the way, none of our employees have tested positive. So we've been blessed that way. But no, totally different operations. We are checking on our folks every day. We let our people wait in vehicles by themselves. They go get their work orders by themselves. They hand sanitize their trucks every few hours. They're wearing masks. Just totally different situation than we did, 4 months ago.
Right, right. And that sounds like, my next question is about, the rewards. And it sounds like you have a very fulfilling job.
Well, first of all, you're serving the public. And if you can't enjoy or think about how rewarding that is, then this probably isn't a good place for you to work. We pair people well and we have good benefits. I'm not going to suggest that isn't part of it. But the real truth of it is if you don't care about serving the public, then you shouldn't be in this business, because every single day that person that could be next to you that has an issue with their water or sewer system, could be your mom, could be your grandmother, could be your cousin, could be a friend of yours. This is a very small community, even though it's 675,000 people. Everybody knows everybody. And so, serving the public is the greatest benefit. And, being a public servant, that's the biggest reward, is to be able to say, every day I go to work and I love what I do because I know we're doing the service for the public and we're taking care of the public.
If you would like to learn more about this project, please visit our website, efla.unm.edu. Thanks, and see you next time.